So let's review. The Gemara begins the sugya of Katan Oichel Nevelis. Ein bez de mitzuvin lafrishay, with the following incident. Rav Yitzchok Bar Bisna, irkesu le'maftachi de be'medrasha b'shus haram b'shabata. The keys were lost in the Rishus Haram, and Rav Pedas suggested, zil devar tali v'talya b'letai lo hasam, dimashkech lohu mais lohu. Bring children to play in the area, who if they find the keys will bring them. The Gemara says, Alma kesavar katan oichel nevelis, ein bez de mitzuvin lafrishay. Rav Pedas apparently holds that if a minor eats a piece of novella or any other issa d'oraisa, Bezdin is not required to prevent him from transgressing because a katan is einam chayav b'mitzvahs, not obligated mitzvahs. The Gemara discusses the question of Bezdin mitzuvin lafrishay and mentions three superfluous psukim which are available for drashas. A pasuk that refers to the issa of eating shrotzim states, Loisoichlum kishaketzim. We darshan it as Loisachilum. Do not feed others, and it teaches lahazri hagadoy l'malkatanim. The adults are required to prevent the children from eating shrotzim. A second pasuk that refers to the issur of eating blood states, kol nefesh mikem leisechel dam. All people are prohibited to eat dam, and teaches lahazri hagadoy l'malkatanim. A third pasuk referring to the issur for a kohen to be metam lemez states, emar al hakohanim b'nei aharon v'amarta aleihem lenefesh liitama b'yamov. Inform the Kahanim, the sons of Aaron, that they are prohibited to be metam lemes. The repeated words, Emar v'amar to teach lahazar agadoyl malkatanim. The Gemara asks, My lav de amar lahulo yisoichlu v'al tetamu. Lahazar alakatanim means that adults are required to tell the child, do not eat shrotzim v'dam, and do not be metam lemes. These psukim show that bezdin mitzuvin lafrishay. The Gemara answers, loy, the loy lesafa lebiadayim. Lahazar al-Gatanim merely means that the adults may not actually feed the child and bring about contact with a mess. However, the adult is not required to tell the child because ein mitzuvin lahafrishay. The Gemara now explains the need for all three psukim to teach lahazar gedol malgatanim. The pasuk regarding achilas shrotzim teaches that lahazar gedol malgatanim also applies to the more lenient Isra of Achilas Shrotzim, which is only punishable by Malkus. The pasuk regarding Achilas Dam teaches that Lahazar Gedol Malkatanim also applies to the more lenient Isra of Achilas Dam, which is only prohibited in a larger amount of a revius. The pasuk regarding Metam Lames teaches that Lahazar Gedol Malkatanim also applies to the Isra of Metam Lames, which was only given to Kahanim. The Gemara initially mentioned several brises regarding the question of Ein Bez Mitzvah Lafrishay. Layemer adam letinik haveli mafteach haveli chaysim. One is prohibited to tell a child in Shabbos to bring a key or a ring in Rishus Haram. Ella manichei toilish manichei zark. However, he may allow the child to uproot plants and throw objects. He is not required to prevent him from transgressing an issur d'oraisa. Apparently, a mitzvah lafrishay. The Gemara answers on Abaye toilish ba'atzitz she'ena nakav zayrik bekarmelus derabanan. That the b'raisa refers to an issa d'rabbanan in which he uproots from a sealed planter or throws through a karmelis, where certainly a mitzvah lafrishay. However, there is no proof that even in an issa d'oraisa we say a mitzvah lafrishay. The Gemara continues with a mission in discussing a fire on Shabbos. Nachri shabal l'chabes, in oimim lo'kabei v'al techabei. If a non-Jew arrives to extinguish the fire, we are not allowed to tell him to extinguish the fire, but we're not required to tell him to not extinguish it. Mipnei she'in shvisas aleim, because we're not required to ensure that the non-Jew keeps Shabbos. However, katan abo l'chabois, oimru loy al techabe. If a katan arrives to extinguish the fire, we are required to tell him to not extinguish it. She'shvisas aleim, because we are required to ensure that the katan keeps Shabbos. This shows that mitzuvin l'hafrishay. The Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yochanan bo'isa al da'as aviv. This refers to where his father is present. Since the child realizes that his father wishes for the fire to be extinguished, he acts to satisfy his father. It is considered as if his father actually instructed him kabe. Therefore, mitzvah lafrishay va'im le'al techabe. However, the non-Jew acts for his own benefit. Therefore, im mitzvah lafrishay va'im le'al techabe. The Gemara continues with another brisa. Yainik tinik v'hoylech migayu u'mebehemetimeh. We may allow a young child to nurse on its own from a non-Jewish woman or an impure animal. Ve'en chayshin b'yainik shekets, and we're not concerned that he's eating chalav temeah. However, v'lo yechlenu nevelis u'trefes shkotzim b'remasim. We are not allowed to actually feed him chalav temeah or other isurim. This shows that imitzobon afrishay. The Gemara answers, mishum sakona. This price is a life-threatening situation because a young child that does not receive its milk is in a sakana. Therefore, ein mitzvah l'afrisha. The Gemara incidentally discusses the price of tinik yainik that says, u'mikulan yainik mehem v'afilu b'shabbos. A young child may nurse even during Shabbos. U'begadol aser, however, an adult is prohibited to suckle from an animal on Shabbos because of the issur mefarik. The Gemara explains that mefarik midaraisa is only when done kidarka, in the usual way by hand. However, yinika is only mefarik midrabanan, because it is kalachriyat in an unusual way. Abishol Omer, noigin hayinu shayonkim in behemet tahir b'yamtiv. Abishol differentiates that an adult is permitted to nurse on yamtiv. The Gemara questions the distinction between Shabbos and yamtiv. Idik esakon afal b'shabbos nami, vidalek esakon afal b'yamtiv aser. The Gemara explains, Leitzricha deket tzaira. This refers to an instance in which the adult is experiencing hunger pains. Ukusav mefar kalachar yadhu, and yinika is kalachar yad, which is only asam drabanan. Therefore, Shabbos the isur skilo gazer rabanan. On Shabbos, which is chomer more stringent in that malacha is punishable by skilo, the chacham prohibited mefarik medrabanan even mokum tzar. Yomtiv, the Isra Lav, le gozu bi rabbanan. However, on Yomtiv, which is kill, more lenient, and that Malach is punishable by Malchus, the Chacham permitted Mefarik midrabbanan b'mokum tzar. Hanulach Perek Cherish Anasa, we have Baruch Hashem completed the 14th Perek of Mesach Sivamis, and we'll begin the 15th Perek, Ha'isha Shalom, be'ezesh Hashem, in the next year.